Okay, Rabosai, we left off. We had just introduced the Malacha Koresh. We left off in this big confusion created by the Pnei Yoshua. As to, we saw in the Gemara, that bias leveling the floor is bona. Besada it is Koresh. Seemingly Koresh is restricted to Besada. The question is, what's the getter of Sada as opposed to bias? Clearly, it has to do with agriculture. The big chiddush of Nei Yeshua is only if you mamish have kavana for agriculture, for planting. So, if you ask, what's the getter of Koresh? What's the tonight of the malacha of Koresh? Is it that it's just rifuya lizria, some place where you could plant, unlike a house where you cannot plant? Meaning, okay, but you can't plant in a house. Can't plant in a house because that would ruin your house, or something like just simply can't plant, or is it only if Kavanazo, your Kavana is the plant there? That's a big nafkamina. So we saw the video, Shua said only if your Kavana, and the Chutshani said the same thing. Chutshani, in the very beginning of Alekha's Koresh, in a few places, said this is the Pnei Yoshua, and this is also the Chutshani. Says only if you have kavana for Zriya, otherwise not Koresh. What is it? Maybe in some cases it could be bona, maybe it could be an esedrabanan or something, but it's not like mamish Zriya if you don't have kavana for planting. However, you feel free to adjust it. Also feel free to turn on more than this light. Could you turn on more light? It's on. Yeah,
yeah.
Here.
No.
Now
you turn on the
gifts.
Down.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'll teach you old people how to use what time twice. Okay. Anyway, and we just read something third in our Malacha book, but the Egli, the Orcha Shabbos says the same thing. The Orcha Shabbos in Perek Yud Ches. The if Lamed Hey says very explicitly, I hope. Isurim Elu, etc. Ubein Bekarka Ru'uyel Zriya, Asha Eno Medes Laka. Even if that Omedes Lazriya, you don't have Kavana for Zriya, as long as Ru'uyel Lazriya. This would be the 39 Malachos book. And this would be the Arka Shabbat. But they get it from, they have an Achron also, not as old as the Pnei Yoshua, but they have an Achron also. They point out the Egle Kal of Koresh, in the Malacha of Koresh, he says, Sepkot and Tetzayin, he says explicitly, any place that's not a house has an answer to the rights of Koresh, because you could plant there even if you're not going to. It says Mefurish in the Egle Kal, Sepkot and Tetzayin. Now, I know that is the opposite of, and by the way, Rav Rimon and his Sefer also is Machriya this way, Bechumra, in Malacha Storish, page 422, he's Machriya this way as well. This seems to be the majority opinion, even though Chachani thinks otherwise, still from modern day folks say, this seems to be the majority opinion. However, maybe X is going a little far. We don't like the X, given that it will be able to high, but we can check. However, I quoted you last time in Egle Tau, at the end of Sukkot and Yud, who said that watering is Koresh. Remember, we saw about both of you showed him how we talked about watering, that the Rambam, there is a rule, thinks it's not Koresh, but the Kavanah and the Gemara Maimonides think it is. He thought that watering is Koresh, but only if you're going to plant there. And therefore, he says only if you're going to plant there before the water dries up. Otherwise, there's no connection. So it says when it comes to watering, the Egle Kal says it's only Koresh if you're going to plant there. And that is also what it sounds like from the Sharet Zion. I pointed out the Sharet Zion and the Shin Lamed Vav. Sif Katan. Yud Ches, when he was talking about pouring water when there's nothing planted there. He said we should be machir that it's Koresh, and therefore, if it's someplace where you meet your it was omedes, you intend to plow there, meaning you intend to do agriculture, then you shouldn't pour water. So when it comes to pouring water, the Mishnah Berurah
Shen Lamed, what did I say? Shen Lamed Vav, the Sharatiyah. There's lots of, one thing we'll learn this year is that all the nuggets are hidden in the, all the treasures are hidden in the Sharatiyah. What does he say here? He says, without explaining himself, Yesli Zar Gamakarkin, you should be careful not to water even empty land. Imrako Medesakami says, what is intended for this? So when it comes to watering the Sharatiyah of the Mishnah Berurah and the Iglital, the Iglital's before say,
when it comes to a watering, right? Ashkat Mayim says the Egli Tal only if it's Omedes, meaning Kavanato Lizria, and says the Sharatiyon of Mishnah Berurah, same thing.
So the Orcha Shabbos, I noticed, deals with this. We had a whole discussion of this in the base last week. The Orcha Shabbos deals with this in Perek Yud Ches, footnote Ches. And he suggests, and I think this is the best and first, he suggests that maybe there's a difference between actual plowing, slash digging, slash leveling ground, etc., versus something that does hold up because it has a couple of similar things to plowing, such as watering. And I assume you'd probably say the same about weeping, although, you know, it's not that explicitly. Maybe when it comes to the apple, he calls the steward apple of actual digging dirt, then as long as you could theoretically plant there, even if you're never going to, that's an apple of Koresh. That's an Isidore of Koresh. However, when it comes to watering, which is not actual Karisha, it just accomplishes something similar to Karisha. That's what makes they told us. When it comes to watering, that's only if you're actually going to plant there. And if you're not going to plant there, it is Heter Gomer, as Mr. Brin the Ugly Tal say, it's Heter Gomer to pour water on empty dirt that no one wants to plant in the near future, because that's not... So I think that's how we paskin. When it comes to actual moving dirt, even if you're not, no one's planning to plant there, as long as theoretically you could, that's probably shot. When it comes to just watering, then we're mako. As long as you're not planting, if there's something already planting there, the rea. If something's already growing there, the rea. If nothing's growing there, then it's only a kershash of korish. But if you're not planning to plant anything in the near future, then it's hetter gomer, no problem of korish, which is exactly the akhra, the mishnah berurah, and the egg lay towel. And we see that one has to be called to be watering and digging because of the stira in the Egli Tal. The Orcha Shabbos didn't notice stira in the Egli Tal. He says this explains the Mishnah Berurah, but it also explains the stira in the Egli Tal. And that's where you know the Mishnah Berurah could have said, you'll be inside of Kahira. But the Mishnah Berurah, why would I want to think the Mishnah Berurah is the guy like the King of Shua? Because in all his discussions, all the Mandi Poskim, all his discussions of dragon benches and this, everything in this year, no one ever said, well, if it's in a field and you're not going to plant there, it's not really Koresh. In an empty lot, it's not really Koresh. It could be just because it's always a field where you're planting. It sounds like, the fact that no one brought it up, it sounds like, and everyone says, oh, it's Drabana for this reason and that reason. No one said it's only Drabana because it's not real Koresh, or Pedro Gomer says it's not real Koresh. You're not going to plant there. This theme of the Mishnah Berurah, I would say, the Kach theme of Mishnah Berurah, Legabe Kafira Mamish. Again, he never says when it comes to digging, it makes a difference if you're going to plant there or not. That's why it seems like it's been called the Ugly Tal, and that's how we'll pop in Halakha Lemnitz. Okay, that was just our Shlomo, what we left off with last time. Now we're ready to get into the Halakhos. Halakha Lemaisa of Karisha. Interestingly, the Simen, right, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Lamed Zayin is the main Simon of Choresh. It's called in the over here, at least in the Shulchan Aruch, didn't keep it a vice, sweeping Darshan with copy. Really, a lot of the big Darshan with copy studios come up in the context of Choresh. And here I will admit. Koresh slash bonus, since the Gemara states digging a furrow or leveling ground is Koresh in the field and bone in the house, all the sugyas and the Rishonim, the Achronim, aren't a chaz being house and field, because they think either smotter or author. So even though I put it in the Amalaka, in the Makorah Sheet of Korach, could have also put in the Makorah Sheet of Bona, because in some places Korach, some places Bona, but it doesn't matter, because the principles are the same. So just caveat, when we talk about doing something indoors, obviously we're not talking about Korach, we're talking about Bona, I mean, but it doesn't matter, because the principles are the same. What are the issues in Shin Lam Zayin? The first is the most classic Dover She'ena Mitzavei ever. Right, when we want to say that we paskin, right, that what does the does Rava say the three cases where he paskins like Shmuel? One of them is but leaving there, but there, not for now. One of them is here and begging, but begging, not for now. One of them is Darsh Amos Kavi. How does the Gemara call Darsh Amos Kavi? Halacha from Shimon Be. Drink grain rough, dragging. Dragging is the classic case of Machlokes, Hanoim, Jim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehud, about Dover Shein Mitzkavi. Dover Shein Mitzkavi, at least at first, means you do something innocent on Shabbat, but an unintended side effect is that you cause Malacha to happen, a Be'ino Mitzkavi. So that is author, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. So that's Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to drag a meat to keys of a tassel, piece of the furniture, even though they might or might not dig a furrow in the ground as you drag them. The Gemara says in a number of places that what's the exception where even Rabbi Shimon is modest after Rabbi Shimon was kaving. We've already mentioned this 100 times, so we'll mention it 1,000 more times. Psik Reisha, right? In the case of a Psik Reisha, which means though for sure, cause the Malacha, then Rav Shimon's Moda, that Lepur is even an Isra D'Oraisa, Pashas L'Sunyas, Isra D'Oraisa of Malacha Shabbos, the also organ called her Fula also. So starts the Shulchan Aruch, Dover She'in Mitzkavi, Mutter V'hu Shaloi a Psik Reisha. And Dover She'in Mitzkavi, Mutter, it's not a Psik Reisha. Right, even it will probably happen. If it won't for sure happen, hey, maybe later in the year we'll discuss exactly how to define for sure. But if it won't for sure happen, even 90% likely, not 100% likely, then that is Mutter Hilchos, therefore class the case, Gor Adamita Kisek Tashkol, you can drag a bed, chair, or bench, big Gedolim Beit Kanim, whether big or small, because the Gemara, the Gemara in the Sefer Shabbat, had different shitas, that maybe they only argue in small, maybe they only argue in big. What's the difference between big and small? A small one you could carry. So maybe, either maybe Rabbi Yehuda or maybe Rabbi Shimon were only makel if you're stuck with the big one, but if there's a way to avoid it, then we're machmir, that's called kitanim. Nope, the Gemara is maskan. Gemara is very, 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 it's very clear, even though if that smallest author, because when you have another option, you can just pick up the smallest chair and carry. Your knowledge of Dorothy Miscavi, that before she gets the Gemara, he must have had a different gear than the Gemara that no one heard of. It's very peculiar. But it's before something where Bing Dolan makes Tanam Rotten. That's what you say here. Bing Dolan makes Tanam, meaning whether you have another option or whether you don't have another option. But as long as you're not trying to make a bar, if you're trying to, then that is Dorothy Miscavi, of course. Mutter the Rabbi Tabayit, likewise, another case door here to that. You're allowed to, in the old days, in the dirt floors, the problem was the dust would rise and your house would be dusty and you would choke and it was very unpleasant. So the way to avoid that is, nowadays you avoid that by having floors. The way to avoid it in the old days was they would pour water all over and the water would keep the dirt down, right? Because it would make the floor stick together, whatever. That's the Rabbi Tabayit. You're allowed to do that, even though the water might like cause some dirt to fall into a hole and fill in the hole and level the ground, but that's just a possibility. And therefore, most of our advice came from his cabin, Lahashu Sumos, to level out the holes. Elishlo Yalahaba, your intention is just that it shouldn't stop these dust, right? If it happens to possibly cause Hashua Sumos, that's not your intention, and therefore it is Heter Gummer. The however, the okay, so far so good. is anything other. So here we have the Sefer Rokeach. The Sefer Rokeach is put in the Yosef, and also in the Magen Avraham here, and also in the Mishabura, says the Magen Avraham, Aleph, Avol, Gedolim, Lo'od, Otter, Ligur, Dahavik, Tzik, Reisha. If it's really big, then it's Otter, meaning big and small is Mutter, but if it's giant, then it's also because that's a Tzik, Reisha. At a certain point, it's so heavy that it's for sure going to dig a ditch. And then it is Otter, and that's just, it makes sense, right? A fila bekarka shall shite. That's the bigger finish the Rokeach. Even if it is a marble floor, even a paved floor. Why is even a paved floor also? Because in the Gemara, right? Shabbos daft, right? Thank you. Within Rabbi Yehuda, who asked the Dover Shein of Kaving, we see right here, Gzeira, at least the Shisha, at least the Alma, that Rabbi Yehuda makes a Gzeira, even on a paved floor, up to a dirt floor. So, we don't have much. Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shein of Kaving, after paved floor, the Gzeira says, okay, let's do it together. We're Rav Shua. We don't have to do it after Tigresha. It's just like Rabbi Yehuda and Dover Shein Mitzkavi made zero on a paved floor. Rabbi Shimon on Tigresha should also make zero on a paved floor. It's not Mokrach. You could say, you know, maybe one case is more common. They were go there. Here it's uncommon that it's still made this a Tigresha. But the Rokeach says, and the Achronim accept, the Magen Avraham, the Mishabura, that even on a paved floor, you make a Gzera, The Magen Avraham points out something important here. This is a big machlokas. He says, "V'avagav shechofer havim lachet rabbanan afilu hafi oster." How do we know? The Gemara at Ahavim in the Neshach was talking about the test that maybe the machlokas that Dr. Nekam was only in the lachet rabbanan. Yeah, that was only Ahavim. It wasn't true. But in the course of that Ahavim, they said dragging is only a lachet rabbanan. Why is dragging only a malacha drabanan? So they explain, the Gemara doesn't say exactly which, it's not derech hafir rikah. That is to'achar yad, meaning it is a unusual, unprofessional way of digging. Clearly, when I want to dig a furrow in my field, like a farmer, or I want to dig, I don't know, like in my forest, like put a drainage pipe or whatever, I don't do it by dragging a chair. That's an unprofessional, unusual way to do it. So it's only Chafir Kalachar Yad. And even though it's only Malach Darabanan, Chafir Kalachar Yad, and nonetheless, Upstik Reisha is author. That's what Margaret Verne pointing out. Why is he pointing this out? This is something we mentioned once, we'll mention many more times. When we get to Reisha, the demo will be like the Mocker. You know, a lot of things, like at some point, you don't get to the Mocker. And otherwise, we'll mention. There's a Shida Matruma Tadetten who says that the Reisha is Mutter by Sturm Darabanan. Only third Darbana, they will only go there if you do it directly intentionally, not if it's a Psik Reisha. Big Kiddush. We'll see where it comes from. Big Kiddush that the greatest is Mutter by third Darbana. This is one of the many places among the Rav says we for sure don't hold that way. After all, that's a Psik Reisha by third Darbana, the Rokeach, the Bacher. So, is this issue of Psik Reisha, the Esther Durabana, there is a bit of a sheet of Yachid of the Truma Tandeshan. I know he doesn't quote here. He says, Mutter, but the Magen Avraham, why does he point out here? Afal Gav, even though it's only Mr. Rabbana, still up to the Gracia, because all the posts can say Usher, including our case. Right? One example is the Magen Avraham. About Grey Ras, Kli Gadol Yoser. It's a Sigresha with an unprofessional, unusual way of digging. And nonetheless, Sigresha is an unprofessional way of digging. Nonetheless, it is author. Okay, that is pretty straightforward. The interesting question is what's brought up over here by the Shar HaTzion. That's the Mishnah Brura, right? Says the Mishnah Berurah here. He quotes the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Dalid.
And then in the Sharat Zion here, he says that, first of all, he says, halakha l'maisa. Yeah?
Is it only based on the Shimon HaGeshen that we would say that Amira La'akum is the favorite of Krishna?
Yes, that Shimon HaGeshen seems to be the more part.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see if we do it in the topic. Yeah, Amira La'akum, another girl topic.
But we do have to do Amira La'akum for Krishna.
We don't know yet. Leave in suspense till the end of this year.
Okay, leave in suspense till we get to Sif Beis. Okay, suspense is good for you. You get more hanoah when you're in suspense. Okay, so that's the Mizbet Shart. Yeah, first of all, halakha l'maisa.
Does that mean you can't drag very heavy furniture? Now, none of us have dirt and floors.
I mean, some of your backyards, etc. Does that mean you can't drag very heavy furniture inside? Because the gezeira of Lisa de Shisha of a tithe, Alisa de Shisha, right? An aliyah, a second story with a marble floor. Meaning, you know, who would waste money on the first story in the ground floor in those days making a marble floor? That's only paved and queen.
Okay, but rich people would have a paved second floor. Nowadays, that means you can't drag very heavy furniture.
So says the Sharat Zion, he says, no. We have a heter that zera was only when most floors were dirt floors. So the zera ought to be the normal pace. But nowadays, most floors are paved, are tiled or something. And then he says, and even if later on by sweeping some hokim are not fair, which we're not, nonetheless, here we can make them and go through the make them halakha l'maisa. Halakha l'maisa, what do we get out of Sif Aleph before we get into the fascinating Dyunim? What do we get out of Sif Aleph that's relevant nowadays? You can sprinkle water on your dirt floor, not so relevant nowadays. Dragging in the backyard and the dirt, you can drag if it's a normal furniture donkey is having, but if it's so heavy that it's a thick ratio, then you cannot drag. Indoors, even though the Mishabura were not there, nowadays indoors you can drag whatever you want because since most of our, I mean, really, basically all of our houses are tiled. I never met anyone with a dirt floor, at least not in countries that I usually visit. Therefore, there's no need for a zera. Okay, the rest of it, Sharat Zion gets into one of the biggest issues in modern day halakha l'maisa, which is the cloud. We mentioned a couple times that there's something called stikrei d'lomikolei. Right? Okay. Maybe I should hold this one. It's not found in the Gemara. The word stikrei d'lomikolei is not found anywhere in the Gemara. But the Gemara says sometimes, for example, in the classic, someone to look up, like, where is one of those classic places that appeared? In the Rishonim, although it's really all over shop, and we'll see it in the Rishonim a little later when we get to the Av Malacha of Dutch. Won't take us so long. But for example, on Daf Kuf Gimelim and Aleph, the Gemara talks about someone who's picking grass and says they pick one blade of grass, they're putter. Why? Because it's not enough of a shear to tie it for kosher. Right, they just got the shear. You just pick one little piece of grass, your putter, it's not enough of a shear to be chayav for kosher. Our kasha is, but you pick one blade of grass, it's not a shear for kosher there. But menakesh, weeding, is choresh, so you should be chayav for choresh. And then fire the chayav with someone else's land. So you're not interested in the choresha. So you're putter. This is one of the many makoros that say it's of the Sefer Earth. Sefer Earth said, we see from here that thick ratio, your intention is to take a piece of grass to feed your animal. You're not intending to improve the grass. It's a thick ratio with the author, but it will be when you don't benefit from thick ratio, you don't benefit from its mother. That is the Arach. Thick ratio, you don't benefit from its mother. Rebbe Khan in the Kovach Yerim explained the Sefer Arach. He said, well, the only reason thick ratio is the author is because you end up really having kavana. But you don't benefit from it, then you don't end up having kavana. That's why we have kavana, so you want. So, the excessive, and Tosfos argues on him, and Tosfos says, no, who said it? The great Lone Nicolay is not mother. The Arab wasn't saying it's mother, the great Lone Nicolay. Just that it's power. Because it's Moloch changed people who do, but it's Moloch is not for its own sake.
right? To do harisha, and you don't want to do the land. That's halacha, not for its own sake. Basically, every time I do something, it has an unintended side effect that I don't want. I'm doing that unintended side effect, not for its own purpose. So the basic machlokas is whenever I have an unintended, certain thought, not a beneficial side effect, right? A thick resha, ilomi halei. Again, thick resha means it's unintended. Otherwise, it would just be come on. Thick resha also means it. Certain, although it was only possible and negotiated with Captain Lunico, it's not beneficial to me. Then the basic focus is that the Aruch and others say it's mutter because it's a Dabar She'enom is Kabe. And the Tosfot and others say it's Potter Aval Utter. And I have to say it's not the right. Potter Aval Utter because it's a Malacha. The malacha not done for its own sake. Let's go back to classic. What's it? Classic to Grisha. Classic to Grisha Lonikole. Well, classic ones are actually kind of modern situation Lonikole. What's a modern situation? Right? I open the door and it turns on a light in the alarm console. Right? I'm not trying to turn on a light in the alarm console. Right? Look out. Right, have alarm, everything opens the door, a little green or red light goes on in the I don't know, everybody's the parent bedroom or the hallway upstairs, or they have the alarm console. And I am not it's secret, I totally don't want that little green light to turn on so they can save our face. Well, they're having a number. Hey, this guy, they didn't come on for it. Oh, for sure gonna happen. For sure gonna happen, no problem, but it doesn't benefit me. And so say no, it's fine. However, it's locked into the loop. I'm not turning on the light for the sake of the light. I'm turning on the light for the sake of going in the door. Okay, fine. That's the great zone equally. What is the, where do we get a lot of action? Hopefully people got to look at this footnote in the Shushatko Cafe. And nowadays, this is a very, very big question, all the electronic thing, because everything we do causes some malacha to happen somewhere. Right, like a classic case, security cameras, right? Every place you walk, you are causing your image to appear on a security camera. Now, there might be different cases. Some places you walk, you're just causing your image to be recorded in a hard drive where that security camera stores it. In many places, wherever I walk, I'm causing my picture to actually appear on a screen where some guy is walking real time. It depends. Like, you walk down, you know, Avenue J in Brooklyn, Tali knows there's no screen, it's just going on to a hard drive. If you walk around the old city of Yerushalayim, then, you know, they're always worried about terrorists and everything. There are soldiers, policemen, and what have you, who are probably looking at screens and seeing everyone go everywhere. Okay, that's classic situation of the Lomikole, right? I clearly have no desire for people to be looking at me and you know, breaching my privacy. Wherever I walk, right? Clearly, Andrew will pay $100 to let the invisible close security camera about here. Sick Reisha Delo Nicolai. Okay, so what's the din of Sick Reisha Delo Nicolai? What's the din of Sick Reisha Delo Nicolai? So, the Mishnah starts to discuss this in the Biralacha. Look at Biralacha. Biralacha. Sharpian Beis Mitzavrin and Kol Yer Murutz Bavon and Prashi Shlachim with Zeva. Pilu Nachman the Kama the Kibud Hakha Kiltfei. Now Pilu Beinu Murutz of Lipzig Words or Rites of Kama Anfei. It's not even close to the Rites when you drag furniture for many reasons. Echa Dachor Shiyata who racked the Zera Kol for Klachayad. Number one, it's only Kol for Klachayad, which is proven from the Gemara. The Ode to Mekalkel Yev Gumash Nachman Beis Molotak. All those Mekalkel. Meaning, maybe in the days of the Gemara, there were cases where it'd be metaki. You know, it's good to have this barrow. Now my yard is better or something. But in our houses, if you had a dirt house and you would have a barrow in the middle of your house, that would be ruining your house. Makalkul is drawing. Fialkulam, Halloween, Makalkul is a very secret. And it's always the great Lomi Kalei, the Gambadil, Kuliyama Rakat, the Rabbanim, Muvurle Elvisim, Shinte Zayin, the Gil, Bahagad, the Dator, Amasha, Muchach, the Sphere, Lobby Alma, Yimutre, the Rabbanim, Motor, the Sikresha, Lomi Kalei. Ah, here's the famous Kulim, which says there's Mocher, the Shinte Zayin, that if it's a Dol, the Rabbanon, and if Sikresha, Lomi Kalei, there are three sub Mohakel, the Sikresha, Lomi Kalei, on the Dol, the Rabbanon. So there's three sub Mohakel. Then it's Hefer Gomer. What's his fee up there? The Ramah says you're not allowed to Shin Tet Zayin close a small box that will trap flies. But the deal, I mean, this is a mukhrach deal. It's not like, you know, someone thought of a cute deal. It's pretty clear. He says, Lol's Lukar Teva Katana. Obviously, a big box is mutter. Why is a big box mutter? Says, well, you're not trying to trap flies. Who wants to trap flies? You're just trying to close your box. And it's only Drabbanan, because in a big box, it's only Tzedah Drabbanan, because they're still buzzing around and they're not fully trapped. The rule of Tzedah is that if something's really trapped, so that you can just stick out your hand and take it, that's Tzedah Daraisa. Something's semi-trapped, that now it's easier to catch it, but you still have to chase after it, that's only Tzedah Drabbanan. And he said it's Drabbanan, because in Biminonitso, flies are not a species that is usually trapped. So a double Drabbanan plus the creation of Lo Nichole is a Heter Gomer. That's his deal. So what about thick ratio? The lonely filet betray the Rabbanan, says Mr. Brewer here, based on Shinta Zion, Hester Gomer. And here also thick ratio lonely filet betray the Rabbanan. Right? What's the case here again? In dragging, it is thick ratio the lonely filet. Plus, it's Mekalkel. Even if you would make a furrow in your house, that would be bad. Plus, it's Kelach or Yad. It's not a normal way of digging. So, if the great thing is that trade Rabbanan, it should really be mother. Therefore, the Mr. Bruce said, well, you don't be super mocking her. Then he continues, and this is why it's funny. He says, the after Hakam Achmir was a don't be yoked integration. And even though we're mocking her, it's a great thing to trade Rabbanan, the force of the Magen Avraham. But if also the whole city is paid, then it's okay. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah is a little funny here. What does he say? What does the Mishnah Berurah here? What does the Shartium say? He says, in the Minshin Keth Bayin, the If Dalit, it's Mother. And Simon Shin Lamed Bayin, the If Aleph, this is the Ramah. This is the Magen Avraham. But he says Magen Avraham on a strong basis. Author, but we shouldn't be nervous being Makel nowadays that most of our houses are tired. Yeah, how cool. But it's funny, he says we're not, right? So here the church doesn't bother explaining itself. So in Shishin and Zion, we see that it was totally mother. So here, even though we're masters, they thought there we should at least be make a list. You have another Tzadl Hakel, the whole town is piled with focus around you things that are. So why would you just say Tender Gomer here? It's a little funny. Why not just say this is Mosul Gomery? Right? You should decide it's Mosul Gomery here, it's also Mosul Gomery. This is a big machlokas in the postgame. What's the real opinion of Mishnah Berurah about you might have seen in the footnotes of the Shmir Shabbos and the Shabbos, the Chazan Ish says in Simchat Aleph, he says, I don't like the Tetra at all. It has no Mokher in Shabbos, it's not Mokher. I'm not sure if that's what he meant. Of course, it has no Mokher in Shabbos. No claim that this Tetra has no Mokher in Shabbos. It's not like, oh, in Shabbos we see there's a rule of Kulah, particularly to go Nicholai and Bakhtu Drabbanan. No, it's a hachra. Why? Because in Shat, the Amorim didn't have a machlokes in the Orach and Tosfos. That's the great belief. The Amorim either were short the great belief was mother or were short with other. However, since we are mistaken about the great belief Nikolay, so what do? We make a Torah. If it's not the great belief Nikolay, we're not. The next one is the Nikolay on the dog, something which is doggy or abandon, then we're made. It's not supposed to be Shat. If you go through Sate in Shat, then what do we do? Remember, in the Hilchazida, it's Behetzer, everything else we learn. We have a machloket, you say, well, we're machloket. There's other stuff in the Hakel, we can start the sheep that they go. So here, what we're saying is that if it's only a very weak kiss her in the first place, it doubles up on it. Akriyata and Bakala. Or it's in Shinta Zion, Ava Mito Mito, basically not usually trapped. And Kiva Gondola, it's only semi trapped. Then we're Soe Kami. It's a very light answer, we're Soe Kami Sefer Ara. And it's a more hard answer, they're not Soe Kami Sefer Ara. Okay. The Chazanit says it's not Mokra, it's not Mokra. But if that's the opinion of the Polkim, that's the opinion of the Polkim. So, the Maisa seems like a good Hefer, except for the fact that they can see right here. And here, the Akronim go crazy. It's not like a Sphira that should bother. It's like the dirt sphere said, oh, it's Mokra, even though here we're not there. So, why over here we found not there? Unless the whole city is tied. Right? Then he said we can make it all based on commission headline. This is one of the biggest discussions in Hilchas Shabbos, because this can actually come up in a lot of cases. There are many, many different opinions here as to why there is this divergence. Why sometimes you're not from the Grishlan Nikolai Betray Drabanan, sometimes you're make on the Grishlan Nikolai Betray Drabanan. If you would look right here in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, give me a second. This slide got pushed to the back. In someplace here. Right on this. Why are we machmir here? He says, well, the Chachshoni has an idea. He says, maybe we're more machmir here because sometimes people need the farm. So therefore, you know, we don't want to run to be makel because a lot of times it's nichalei for people and people might not remember the distinction. Or he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan says, oh yeah, ultimate machmir because sometimes people might need the farm. Or they're however, really, it's not the essence of making the faro. Is that when you made the faro, you might not like it. That's still a bad hit. That would be a surprise. So it could be that I thought you could say maybe we're mocking here because since the Gemara was my precedent, we go there on a tile floor. Maybe we see how that made it special. They were about dragging that it's utter regardless of the circumstances. Therefore, we're mocking. Okay, so it could be we're just more mocking about dragging. That's what the Dirshu Mishnah Brura quotes here. We're just more machmir about dragging. How do we answer the stira? Again, it's funny to call it a stira, like the Sharetzim was comfortable, right? But what's the difference? You could say that, and this is the Dirshu on Era 14. And the Arkashan also shows that it says a lot of the same things. He says, no. Here, there's more of a chance of Nikolay and Kavana. Because people might need furrows or people might fix the furrows, and therefore, we're just not being here. Okay, I want to say here, maybe there's the one that they were drawn on and then we're not test, we have to always be mocked. After a tile floor, hopefully it's after the tile floor, maybe zero full floor. The Dirshu over there in Shintet Zion says, again, I'm not sure if your Dirshus are supposed to be consistent. You know, is it like Bali Tolkien different methods? I know those who are learning get in the morning say, have a toast and gain long of an hour long bell on the base. Or is it supposed to be one consistent work? But the Dirshu over there says that if you look in the Aruch HaShabbos, he shows why he wants to question this a little. The Dirshu in Shintes Zion footnote 22 says that he thinks what our Chartion means is. Dirshu Femin Shin Tet Zion, Ara 22. He said there's two different kinds of Shira Drabbana on the Shabbat. There's an Isra Drabbana where you're doing a malacha, but not in a proper professional way. And the Isra Drabbana where you're doing something
that's not a halacha, but that's similar to a halacha. It says, in Siddush and Lama Zayin, you're doing halacha, you're digging. It's just not melech nachshev, it's not professional digging, because it's the kilkol, not a tikkun, because it is a, because kalachar yad, not the normal way. Meaning, you're doing a maisa of the halacha the oraisa, but you're doing it in a stupid way, so it's only drabbana. In Shin Pes Zayin, in the case you're doing, you're closing a big box with flies, you're not even doing a maisa of an ishtar oraisa, because the flies are not trapped. They're still free to buzz around inside there. They're just easier to trap from now on. They're just one step closer to trap, but you're not actually doing a maisa of trapping. Because the flies aren't trapped, and you don't do mice trapping because it's not a species you trap. So there's a difference between you did a mice to this knot, Phil Shabbat Doraita. First, you did a mice and Phil Shabbat Doraita, but in a stupid way, so it's only drama. Right? And Kalachar Yad, etc. So he wants to say that it depends if it's Jirabanan, because it's a Malacha Gimura. Till after Yad Mekalkel the Chuli, then we're Machmir. But if it's Drabanan, because it's not a Maisa Malacha, then Mekilim. So what's the din of the Gracia betrayed Drabanan depends on what kind of Drabanan. There's an Drabanan that a Malacha done stupidly, that's more covered. It's a real Malacha. It's not a real malacha. Like, you're trapping the flies, but it's a big box, so they're still free to buzz around. Okay, that's a little like trapping. It's not really trapping. Or you're trapping a species that is not only trapped, that's not my food. Okay, I don't agree. I'm not sure I agree with either of these because of the Mishnah Berurah a little later. Later in our sermon, it talks about it looks like it probably he's talking about like the broom with. The broom, the oldie says, or maybe the straw or something, right? Well, in the old days, right? In like old cartoons or pictures of the old days, how would they make? The old days of the Lubos and time of the macabre. I mean, the old days, like 100 years ago in America, how would they make a broom? They take straw, tie it around a stick. And what would happen when you spoke with that? That the Rama would worry about? The straw would break, right? You would be breaking. Breaking is which av malacha? So said, right? That's the av malacha, breaking thing. Okay, yesh b'nius yur b'kelem, ain't b'nius yur b'kelem. We're not going to get to that yet. So what does he say here? Ba'af l'chavet, if we got in the end of days, al yimach b'imach b'adol, to kisamim, with little straw sticks or twigs or whatever. So lo yishtav v'kismayim, because you'll break the, what do you call each? Bring into the room, you'll break the bristle. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. You'll break the bristles of the broom. So says the Taz there. Says the if you look at the where's my Taz? Hold on. Says the Tazir Tamoli. Tafila Mashabi and Makalkel or Potter. It's only Makalkel. What's the problem? Right? What's the problem? It's only Makalkel. Right? Shouldn't be a problem. What does the Taz mean by that? After all, Makalkel is Potter, but you're Potter will Potter, right? You're not allowed to. Like, what's the real Soldier of Makalkel? I don't know, but I'm really mad at someone, so I knock their house down. That's an issue. They're a shot. So what does he really mean? So if you look at the Sharatian a little later, if Yud, he says, I knew, Ashu Gam gave the original Nikolai. If I sweep the floor, my kavan is to sweep the floor, not to break the broom. The last thing I want is to break the broom, because the Sigration is clearly no Nikolai. I want a working broom. The broom breaks, I'm going to have to replace it. The Sigration of Nikolai, let me come welcome, Lechatkhila Ein Kedai, Lechatkhila, hey, you shouldn't rely on this. You shouldn't rely on the great Bill Nikolai. Ukumova Gora Kalim Yodom Yotam. You heard like he quotes Sif Aleph dragging the super big Kalim. That Gam Shomim is Havik Horatu Mikalkos of Identity Gumo, who's the great Bill Nikolai. You'll have the Ukla Hafila of Kanal Saval of Mishnah Berurah. He said, he refers back to our case of Gorer. He says,
It's not kedai l'chatchila. Okay, what does it mean it's not kedai l'chatchila? It's a very funny look. Sweeping and bringing the bristles is not kedai l'chatchila, just like our case of Grey Rath Kalim, Yoser, Gedolim be Yoser. That's what it's really saying. It's not kedai l'chatchila, meaning like, yeah, we're meant to have segregation initially by double drabana. Kedai l'chatchila. We're Mikkel, but, you know, if you don't need to, it's not the best thing. It's not what we say nowadays, not Lohat. We're Mikkel, but it's not ideal. That's what it seems like, even though it'd be the answer to Mr. Wurzel's means is we're not Mikkel Fam, but, over here it sounds like we're not Mikkel Fam, but it's really Mutter. And maybe he understood the case there on the dying was, if you have some reason you need to be Mikkel. Then it's mutter. The case over here is like thumb. If you can avoid it, pick a different kind of room, then it's better not to. So maybe the answer is the Shar HaTzion and Shin Lamed Zion, if we take him seriously, Yud, when he goes back and refers to what he's got the early scum bay, he says, mutter, aval, ain't no kizai lohakel. Meaning all being equal, it's better to avoid if you can. Maybe that's not a Mishnah word. Like it's mutter, it's nice to be mutter if you can. And maybe that's really the shot. I think it was that's a big mutter focus because it answers against this heter of secretion of the Lonicole. Durabonan. He says no mutter shot. Again, funny why he said that because first is no mutter shas. It's the makel on Makos Rishonim when you have all of a sudden lahakel. Anytime Makos Rishonim, you say, well, some people make like one reason, it's not mutter shas. And it's not mutter, but it's reasonable. And if it's found in the post game, then maybe that's good enough for those who start with Kazanish. Anyway, it's not, of course, being Mar Rishonim, so it's not really part of our Mistorah. But for the rest of us, it's found in the only hot ramen, that's going to be so good.
But that's good enough for us. Just to clarify, that's not the that means just by taking the bill, it would be impossible, but not to take the bill on Shabbos, and therefore not to be not to have a fail.
Not even say it's possible, it would be inconvenient.
Maybe, and as opposed to here, by moving something to the law, that would be fine, but you're not.
Perhaps that's what you need. Right, exactly. That's what I'm suggesting. In any case, what we see from here, we see that the great bill, Nihilay by Dolder Abonon, is a big mess. The three main shitas are either it is, and then we have a fourth shita. The fourth shita is just the ish. He is against the Mishnah Berurah. And he said there's no heter at all. So we have a big mess. The Chazanish says no heter at all about the great Jewish by Dol Drabanan. Yes, you can there are lots. Okay, we'll find another way to get that. It could be the Jewish reader said no, it's totally a total heter gomer. In our case, the only reason we're machmir is because there are other reasons to be machmir here, because it's common that people leave borrowed, or it's common that I sell the borrow afterwards. So it might be totally upper, totally mutter, really mutter, Alma Mutter, or you can say, then you kind of drop on your more common serve drop on a shop, more cali serve drop on a shop, but it's Mutter, it's just in between Mutter and Utter. How often the mice does it leave up with a big question mark? What if we real life cases of the great relief like the tree drop on it when we do? And the general mahalak is, I would say, if you have to take all these sheets and then go with the Paklamaita. The Paklamaita should be along the lines of the Tarasiyon in Sitkot Yud. It's not Kedai L'Hakel L'Kashila, but it's Mutter. It's not Kedai L'Hakel L'Kashila, but it's Mutter. So therefore, if it's just down for fun or you have a choice to have set up your life, then it's not Kedai L'Hakel L'Kashila, but L'Maisa is Mutter and you don't have to... And the mice is mutter, and you don't have to worry about it so much. What's an example of? So what would the example be? Okay, like the room with the kitchen
So don't use the broom with the kitchen. Use a different broom, or you know, without sweeping right this second. You're dragging the furniture, but don't drag the very heavy furniture. But a case I have a little later in the Makoros, right? This is Maitzim B'chol Yom. By the way, I remember what if you have high heel shoes? Okay, but there are people with high heel shoes, and the high heel shoes can make holes in the ground when you walk, right? It for sure will make holes in the dirt when you walk, right? That's digging a hole. Oh, that's like perfect for planting seed, right? That's like the farmer would be very happy. I mean, who you consider there's a farmer here? Or I never had this experience. I remember when I was, probably depends on the quality of the paving. But when I used to, in the mountains during the summer, it gets very hot during the day in the summer. And the ladies with the high heel shoes, they walk on the asphalt path, but probably not the type of the asphalt. They make little holes in the asphalt as well. So you can make holes, depending on how hot it is, like how this, how that. When you walk with high heel shoes, you make a lot of holes. Okay, I haven't seen the discussion of high heel shoes, mefurish, in the Mishnah Berurah, but something similar, right? Look at Shem Aleph. If you buy it. Shen Aleph, Se'if Yudayin, in the Bir Halakha, Dibur Maskel, She'im Yavalet Lomakel. Someone who used a cane. There were no higher heel shoes, but there were canes. The Yesh Maskel Shemakel, some canes had a point at the end of them, a nail, right? Some canes had a point at the end of them. I assume that was, stability, whatever. She'ot the Guma Balikata, every time you walk with a cane, you make a hole in the ground. That holy ground is not helping anybody, right? It's only making the ground look bad. Sir Ian, a bunch of laylas. Well, Sir Ian, can you walk with this cane? After all, you're digging in the ground. But I am shown you still. So I was looking at the Freeman God, and the Freeman God, by the way, is a big fan of the Hesher Separation of the Pedro Bottom. Shem Mitzadeh, the Hesher Separation, but see the Freeman God, the Mishko Zahav, who is Makel on it, and the Mishko Zahav, Freeman God, Mishko Zahav, is right there. That the people got there in the Mishmitos Zahav, who's Mako, and generally we can let you do Machio the Hakel. So, yeah, that's the Prima Gadim with Mako. What does the Prima Gadim actually say there? He says, Lady Makhish and Machmer, Shabbat, etc., to grace on Nikolai, until the Unimahola come up with the name Ritbasham, the H. Woman, who was on a circle of Kalam Darbanan, to grace of Darbanan. He says, well, maybe should be Osir Yishlom and Kalkel B'Sharam Kofar Kalachin Yad B'Shar Tehrin Kombach Umsarim etc. What does it say? It's a great one. Nicholai the Kalkel Kalachin Yad. Right? This is not the way of digging. This is not the normal way of digging. This is a Kalkel B'Shar Rabin. Right, and you kill them. This one is great. You kill them. It's actually helpful. It ruins the street. It's not as good as it used to be. And Mr. Brewer, if he's not, it doesn't say for sure. But he says, the Prima Gadol lives to be Makel. Again, when the Prima Gadol Makel, that's how he says it. He says, yes, well, I'm sorry. That's how he's Makel. And we're a lot of the fans in that way. Lemaitre, why? The guy with the cane. Like, you can tell him, get a shot of cane, etc. Original line, Lemaisa, we're Makel, but we don't run. It's not to die. We're Makel on it, but we're Makel on it, but if you can avoid it, it's better. That's a lot of Lemaisa. And therefore, the woman with the high heel shoes is okay. Maybe they shouldn't wear high heel shoes because they should be more positive than, less fancy, etc. I don't know. That gives up their volume muscle and fashion for buttons and everything else. Or maybe they should wear higher heel shoes. Maybe it's very important. The reason they meant, I don't know, not a fucking fashion, but Lemaisa, the more high heel shoes, and I can tell them, they have to make sure to, walk the long way around the sidewalk, not to get any holes in the ground, because we can be made
though.
Yeah, but the problem is, let's say you started walking, you notice you've done it the last 10 steps at this point from the great from now on. Yeah.
How do we deal with the Kalkel? that the shots in those in aren't going to get supported by the water. Like,
You mean only unintentional people
are right. Every single case is over here. I'm just saying,
not every case of coercion is necessarily a cocktail.
Isn't a double shaded stabbing in many cases by definition going to be the cocktail? If you're not intending to have a hole,
no, I would think you can't. Usually, but not. You know, especially, you know, again, we have protocols in the heads of people all the time, though. So nowadays, it's a little unfair. But I don't know, maybe sometimes.
If you come out with a hole that you don't want, is that not?
If you go out with a hole you don't want, it's usually a cocktail. That's the Gemara of the Purish on Dafayin Gimel Beis, right? That someone who digs a hole, they don't need the hole, is the cocktail.
Anyway, excuse me, Parker. Later. In terms of calling the cocktail, I thought that one theme of cocktail is you're pressing something into the ground and thereby making the ground harder. And you're making it worse for planting. Whereas if you're digging the hole, it's not the cocktail in the sense that you're making it harder. You're actually making the ground softer.
No, but if you're digging a hole in your floor inside your house,
Forget about that. That's the cocktail.
If you're digging a port in your backyard, you're not planting anything, and your kids just want to run and play, and now they're going to trip in the hole, so that is the cocktail. If you're digging a hole in, you know, if you have a beautiful lawn with grass, and you dig a hole in that, that's the cocktail. So you're right. If you're probably you're about to plant tomato seeds or a little plant, then it's not the cocktail. But in most cases, it's the cocktail.
Then you just have to throw in the mishloach chayim, the heck of the product. All these cases would not be
possible. I don't think it makes a
difference. Yeah.
Is that a speak in the mouth of two either your money?
He says it's Dorot Shigrit Bo Nikoli and Makalkal and Kalakar Yad, same theory. That Prima Gama says there. He decides to Grish Bo Nikoli only up your money with Makalkal and it's only up your money because it is Kalakar Yad. Keep in mind, I don't mean two Easter Rabban. Two Easter Rabban makes it sound like it's more. It's a worst of here. It's two weeks during the run. I mean to say it's Durabanan for two reasons. It's like two steps removed from the right side. That's my three Durabanan. That it's for two reasons, not the right. Two steps away from it to the right side. As opposed to one step away from it to the right side, right? This is three steps away from it to the right side. Number one, it's a kilkel. And even if it was a tikkun, it's still kalakriyad. Even if it's normally, it's still the great colonial. Okay. So now, one other thing I just want to mention briefly for Arya. Yeah, for Arya.
Doesn't the recording session relate to whether it's with Israel or something else?
Correct. And that's why Lemaisa, the Arch Hashava, seems to be right. The pastors of all the postings that are talking in places that were not coming up to Lizria, and that's why it's touches them that it's a kill code. So it was really, really Zriya that happened to the deep one.
So back there are where, yes, it will have your kids fruit, but also it's dirty and you want to plant some grass.
Then it's totally necessarily. Well, keep on. If you want to plant grass and you're digging a furrow by dragging a big table, that's going to make it worse to plant grass, right? Or maybe it won't. I think they were envisioning a lot of indoors here or like non agricultural land, but you're right, agricultural land. I thought it was so tough that it's a kill cult. But in most of the cases nowadays,
I don't know if somewhere before, but isn't the local discussion now in some way related to whether the great Nicola is indifferent versus like actually negative?
Right. The positive shot is that the great Nicola is indifferent, meaning that basically. Real Segregational Nicolay is indifferent. If it's negative, then it's already Segregational Nicolay plus Macalco. In general, most negative Macalco. You have rare cases where something's not Macalco, but it's negative because you had some strange plants. But Ashta, the classic Segregational Nicolay is indifferent, is low Nicolay. Yeah. Pretty much every sheet admits low Nicolay is called Segregational Nicolay.
And every negative would be the greatest.
Well, like, but the calcal, or at least 95% of the time. You can have weird cases where it's a tikkun, but it's negative for you because, like, you had, you know, it's a tikkun, but it's a tikkun for a guy who, it's a tikkun in the land of a guy who's my enemy, so for me it's negative. That's a weird case.
I mean, at that point, not negative, just different.
Yeah. Okay, the one thing I want to discuss briefly, which didn't come up directly here, how about Tigrishma Nikli Bakadra? Zach, are you listening? Okay, Zach, you have to listen. Why does Zach have to listen? The Ravad is Nikol.
How about?
That we matter the double of this.
Correct.
The creation of Nikolai bit the Rabbana, meaning Kadra Bana. What if it's only one? It's only Rabbana for one reason, meaning it's one step removed from the Torah plus the great Nikolai. What if the great Nikolai bit Kadra Rabbana? This comes up all the time. I'll just point out in a second. The great Nikolai bit Kadra Bana. So here, from all the discussion of the trade Rabbana, it sort of seems like the Chad Rabbanan, we would be Machir. Rav Avadya said, Dabar Pashuk, that it's Mutter. That's in the Libyas Chain that I put on the Makoros. It's also about in the Yalfa Yosef and Helfa Shabbat. At the end of Helfa Shabbat and Yalfa Yosef, he had like Poli Malacha. He has Poli Segratia in there. He says, Dabar Pashuk, it is Mutter. So says Rav Avadya. Again, you want the mocker, the Livyas Chain that's on the sheet, which probably published it somewhere common secret. But it's in the Yalkut Yosef, the end of the Shabbos has fallen, falling to Gracia, or Kate or something. He says, to Gracia, the name plays drop on it, it's Mother Gamri, Shalom Yisrael. And therefore, he has lots of coolest based on that. For example, he says, electricity. We know electricity is a big machlokes. He's machri, it's an eser drabana, like most folks did. But anytime you have a fridge, it's called nicholei. Electricity is heter gomer. So that's what he says, for example, in the example of the fridge. If you open the fridge, now if you open the fridge, the light goes on. Nicholei, you have the light on. So you can see better. You open up the fridge, and something electric circuit goes on in the fridge when you open it up. You know, and all of a sudden, it's words or whatever it needs to be.
You have closed fridge?
What?
Closed fridge is already open?
That's a great example. How about closing the, that's a little tricky, maybe that also. It's a question, what people have noticed lately? Why does the light go off if I close the fridge? Because I don't want to waste blood 15, I don't want to waste heat in the fridge. So maybe that's an example later. But at the very least, that. Oh, great example. What about if you open the door, right? People must have seen alarm systems in houses, right? Most people have alarm systems in their house nowadays, I think. You open the door and it turns on a little light someplace in the console. The great Shal Nikolai Bidrabanan. He says, no problem. The great Shal Nikolai Bidrabanan is Heter Gomer. So anytime you do something that basically electric happen that you don't benefit from, Heter Gomer. That is Rav Avadya. So Grishlo Nikolai Bechad Rabbanan is Heter Gomer. That's not so pasha in the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like. Not Heter Gomer, the whole discussion is trade Rabbanan, right? So we assume not that way. However, even we who assume not that way, the Achronim point out that there are some cases where we're making one example, if you open up your Mishnah Berurah too. Simon Shin Chaf Aleph. Simon Shin Chaf Aleph. Sifkatan Nun Zion. He says, says Matsati Besefer Base Mayor, the Matter, near the Shartzi and Footnote Samachet. Matsati Besefer Base Mayor, the Matter, times of Makmatur, you're stuck if you hashnal tit, you can urinate on cement, even though you are kneading, right? You have like dry cement, when you urinate on it, it becomes a paste. That's the malacha of kneading, of Isha. The Azbivada, the Nichole Belishasa, because the Segresha de Lo Nichole, and Sharzi and Tamachet explained, the great Lo Nichole, Beetrabanan. Beetrabanan, the great Lo Nichole, he is Makel. He's Makel, the great Lo Nichole, Beetrabanan, even though only, and he says just one Ishrabanan, he doesn't say two. And what's the far? But sorry, they have to go. Then, if one is stuck, basically, a few places when one is stuck, Makam Tsar or a Tzorach Gadol, the Mishnah Berurah is Makel, even up to Great Nikolay of a single Iker Derabbanan. So says the Mishnah Berurah, right, Shin Chaf Aleph, Nun Zion, he says, Mother, the Makam Tsorach, he's also Makel and Hafat Lulav, the Makam Mitzvah, meaning you're stuck, you won't be able to do a Mitzvah, someone doesn't have a Hadah. So you can do a great the little Nikolay, the Isser, Durabanan. If one is really stuck, that is Mako, even on a Hadra Father. Meaning, maybe it's not a color so much in Hadra, but Trey Durabanan. Trey Durabanan is really Mutter. But it's Kedai to be Machmir. Well, Durabanan, we're only Mako if you're really stuck. If it is a real, if it's a real Tsarek, if you're really stuck. So even if the great little Nikolay, the Hadra Banan, there is a lot of room, or not a lot of room, there's room to be made if one is really stuck. Halacha Lamaaseh says this is really the base of all the discussions that one has with all the electronic devices nowadays. Not talking about Nichole, although maybe we'll have to get back to that. You know, Nichole meaning something happens that, you know, I walk in front of the door and it opens for me. That's a secretion of the Nichole. Now I can go in the, door. I walk by the light and the light turns on. That's a great Nikolay. Now I can see. But all the things that are no Nikolay, like especially security cameras, right? No one wants to be caught on security cameras. Everyone says, to great little Nikolay. The great little Nikolay, at least been brought on, maybe it's other stuff in the huckle as well, right? After all, they're not momish making a permanent picture. Like no one's drawing, like printing out on a printer a picture. Just electronic store or your little electronic screen at work that is an iter drabonim, so great little nasally get into drabonim, and we are mako. Or that's the big question, what about the houses, the alarm system? So this is very tricky. I'm not a bucky in the electronics of it. It's not really ideal, the houses with the alarm systems, because every time I go in and out, it turns off or turns on something in the alarm system, or in some of them, every time I walk by the sensor, it turns off or turns on, I open a window, open the door, something in the alarm system, and therefore it's a great deal of Nikolay. I don't care that, meaning maybe it's some weird case where I'm like sitting upstairs next to that console and I want to know if there's an intruder. I would look to see if a little green light went on, but when I'm looking at it out, certainly I have no benefit from knowing that I just walked in or out of my house, or knowing that I opened the door. I know that I opened the door. I'm one of those doors. And even in normal cases, like there's no benefit from it. But it's still, if electricity is an if the drop on none, let's assume, then it's a thick ratio initially to if the drop on none. Revive you would say no problem whatsoever. Ashkenazim would say not so much. However, if you're stuck, because otherwise, someone will rob your house. That's a very, very big topic. Why do people have security systems? Meaning, why doesn't everyone have security systems just turned off their office? People lost 100. That someone will rob their house. They have security systems for a reason. They take them very, they take security systems for a reason. You live in your Chalayan, someone will rob your house every day if you don't have security systems. That's tough. If someone were to live in a big city like, if one of our enemies were to live in a big city like New York, someone would rob his house every day. He didn't have a security system. And cults came in New York. So the Maisa, people are making those security systems because of, if people are making those security systems, even though the situation is a little Nikolay, the Drabanan, and we're only making that one. So they saw that because not having your house robbed is a big tzoreh. It'll be better, I guess, that's a Hadra moment, if you could work out some way that it wouldn't do that if you're curious that. But if you can't, then we're able.
Everything has a secret to the Nikolay for the particular light. So that's a relatively superficial thing to look at, because the whole system is activated and that results in the light, but that the light is just a superficial result of that whole system.
Yeah, because the whole system being activated is...
Okay, so I think that that's a secret to the Nikolay. It's a very excuse in the same circular logic, because I don't want to be over on it.
Even a guy goes into his house and a little light goes on the console someplace in the security system, he doesn't care.
He cares that the security system is active.
No, okay, let me go back for a second. The security system is two settings.
when it's really active, if someone opens the door and the alarm goes off, the bolt will leak. Then, and obviously no one activates it when they want to move it out of their house. Then, even when, again, anyone here ever have a security system?
Yeah,
right. The function that you want really is that when it's set on a lock mode, on the engage mode, if anyone goes into your house, it sets off an alarm, wakes up the neighbor, and pulls the police. That's what you really want to have. Certainly, you don't want to have it if you want it.
So then turn it on for Shabbat. You're not going to have it activated.
No, because what's the wrong with the refund? People leave it on for Shabbat is because during the hours they're going in and out on the doors and windows, they're going to use, they set it and not, they don't be alarmed. But in the other hours, the other doors and windows, they keep an alarm that someone won't break into their house. And I think that's what people do. Or some of the systems, they do turn off for Shabbat. But there is no functionality to turn it off, that the lights don't go on in the console. They do turn it off. Sometimes people do turn it off for Shabbat. But even when they turn it off for Shabbat, it doesn't come with a button to turn off the Gomri line. Because the guy never thought of being such a button, because they didn't know there'd be any for it. So some of them, you turn off the Gomri on Shabbat. But when you're home for Shabbat. But it, even when you turn off the Gomri, just they didn't bother to make a button to turn off the console as well, because they said, who cares? The console is on off on for no reason, it doesn't hurt it. So these things really
even for
going
a little bit. Okay, fine. Let me speak out what well, live or have the make based on the phone. That's
he's make up based on the fact that A, he thinks the art of very sheet of the great Don Nicolay. B, he thinks there's validity to the suggestion that even if the great but that's Nicolay plus the drum button is smoker, you put those together, you get Hector Gomer. Maybe if the great little Nicolay is mother even in Doraisa. Maybe a psikoresha is mother even a drabana. In a drabana, if you ask the great drabana and ask the great bony claim, who's done the hot belly makeup?
Why isn't it a double drabana? Well, I'll figure out the
it is that kilacher yad. It's a little funny. What's called kilacher yad in these electronic devices? Like, is that the kilacher yad way of turning on the little light in the console? After all, that's the only way of turning on the light in the console, right?
It's not
a secret.
That's how you turn on.
Yeah. So it's hard to, if that's the only way to do it and how it's built, it's hard to call it kilacher yad. As opposed to digging a ditch, there are shovels for people who dig ditches and equipment, and you're pulling your dining table. That's kilacher yad. But over here, this is the only way to turn on that light. It's hard to call that kilacher yad.
Actually, learned the mishnah for draining on cement. The all other halachos machon zoreh. If that's the case of where it's usher to hold it in, and it's not. So you're basically just transferring the iser of holding it in something else, and you're now saying, oh no, it's mutter all other machon zoreh.
You're right. If it was only that case, I wouldn't. But if you look at the Shabbos Hilchos Kaf, they bring other mishnah also. Some he brings like six, and half of them are for sure more firm. Where we see the mishnah words make up even in. Our simon in the Sharat Sivan Yud, he didn't say double Rabbanan, even though he compared it to earlier, but he didn't say double Rabbanan. He said, Mekalkal Sequations on Michalei. He didn't necessarily throw in dying, that's all Kachil Sakadai. I'm not sure what he meant, but he wasn't always as, you know. He's definitely ambiguous about Chad Rabbanan. Lemaisa, there's another big Chad Lahakal in some of these things also, which then we need to cover some Shulchan Aruch. And we'll have to see this inside at some point because it's super duper important in modern day life. There is a Shimon HaLevi of Rav Wasner based on a Rashba about Seda who said that there's another Chad Lahakal. There's a Shimon HaLevi who said, just walking in and out and up and down and back and forth is automatically a mukka from the Isser Tigresha. Tigresha is only like you do something and that has a side effect, that's Tigresha. If you're just walking, there's no din of Tigresha. Walking is mukka from a lot of them. Now, at least that's the bottom.
That get rid of the problem with heels?
That would get rid of... it's an interesting question. We have to be eyeing a little more, but I think part of it is far was that I maybe said it over a little inaccurately. I think it's real far is that walking and you're not touching anything and at a distance something happens that is mokka from a lot. That would not happen to the feet, which is like on your feet.
But what he means is that whenever you walk and something happens that you're not touching, that's not halacha. That's a big famous hefker shem el leiv. That's another type of halacha in all these cases that you're just walking by. Okay, well, there's so much halachah, maybe we'll come back to. Okay, let us let's look at.
He talks about the
yes, that's the marker of everything, which is true that that's based on, etc. But the question is whether that's what Tosos meant or not. There's a Tosos who could have that way.
Let's just put that way. So he can look and only announce really Asiel and Verbanam, like us, it's a competition.
Right. So the question is whether that's referring to a din of tikkun is rabbanan, or that's a very specific thing saying a tikkun muat. Its identity is a tikkun is totally on kavanah in the first place, and it's a very specific heter. A tikkun muat is only chashuv a tikkun because someone's mitkaving for it.
And therefore, when you have kavanah, it wouldn't apply.
Yeah.
But
that's the Magen Mishnah says that on the right level. It's not a time yet. That when it comes to Makom V'Patnish, Makom V'Patnish is always only if there's Kavanah, because otherwise, how do you know what's Makom V'Patnish? And that has nothing to do with the other 38 of its law. So that's why that's not a good proof. I mean, that's what everyone else said about the Trumas Hadesh. Okay, we're both sides. Let's look at some of the halakha Levita now. In Simchat Shilah Zion, we already went through Sif Aleph, but Sif Bet is a big one. Sweeping, right? Also, Chavi Abai Yisrael, sweep your house. Between two Gemaras in Masechta Shabbat. What is this two between two Gemaras in Masechta Shabbat? Dav Fadi Heyon Aleph compared Meraves and Mechavi. What are the two Gemaras? Dav Fadi Heyon Aleph has Meraves u'Mechavi. Then what is saying about Meraves? Now we hold like Rav Shimon, a Tetra Gomer. Right? Merabes Mutter Legamre Lefira Shimon. Dover State was covered as Mutter, we hold like Rosh Shimon. Seems pretty straightforward that Merabi Makabi, sweeping and watering. It's water, better, gotta be a better word than watering the ground. Sweeping and settling the dust, you know, and moisturizing the ground, whatever it is, are, that's what it has here. It has Hamachabe, Hamarabes, etc., 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 etc. Okay, whole discussion of Merabes, but in the feeling from Shimon, now we all extend Mutter Filochachila. Okay, you just read this Gemara, you would say, Machabe is Mutter Filochachila. However, Daf Kuk, Dalid, Amadeid, in the Sugyas of Mukta, says that, Machbado shall tamra lo. Right? You can't carry machbado shall brooms of willow branches. Amar. A mechanical itself is a kush machu isser. So, the Koch of Dalamadei said, machbado shall tamra. Rashivi, Kli, Shemalach, or consider Kli Shemalach to Ligasar. So that means that's also a sweep. So that's the Stira. Okay, how can you resolve this Stira if you want it to be Makel, the Bahag, and the Rif, and most party Vishonu, although not the Machaber? What could you say? What can you say if you want to say sweeping is mutter?
Sweeping is mutter if you don't need to burn.
Well, that's a little hard. So the Baha'i and the Rif and others say this is, it's really mutter. And this Gemara is Aliva to Rabbi Yehuda. That Gemara is Aliva to Rabbi Yehuda. Don't you think it's kind of mutter? Okay, Aliva to Rabbi Yehuda. It is usher. However, it could be the majority of Yishonim, Tosfos and most Yishonim Ashkenaz, and even the Rambam. Tosfos and most Yishonim Ashkenaz and the Rambam. Interestingly, the Rambam, he says, really, it is usher. And they only meant Merabes' mutter. But they didn't say Mechabit's mutter, even though Mechabit and Merabes
they started being mentioned together, but yet anymore, they separated them and they were only talking about Barabi. That's not cool, because you said only Barabi, but they're not like, hey, but Maccabi is author, Araya, the room, we should not believe her. Or you say, no, Maccabi is totally mutter, and the Gemara now, Kokab Dalid is Alim Jarvi Huda, who says, Dorjan is Maccabi's author, and we don't pop like it. That is the big Machlokas Rishonim. And within the Machlokas Rishonim, you have another Machlokas. Says the Rambam, if you hold its author, says the Rambam, only on a dirt floor is author. But our floor is your lattice weave, right? Because there's no dirt. However, says Toso says, no, anytime we're talking about dirt floors, he applied the Zera from that test, that was that brandy. But Toso, he applied the Zera from Pesim and Bays and says any floor is author, Zera through dirt floor. Okay, how do we paskin? Says Makaber, also Makaber Abayis, Elam Kinekakar Marutza, the Yesh Materinophilo Ena Marutza. So the Makaber's first opinion is the Rambam. Machaber Stam says it's author, but it's mutter if you're a tile floor. The yay showman is the bag in the rip and both Spartan be shown it. How much should Spartan Popkin? It's Tom, you don't generally look like the Tom. I like the Rambam. And what does the Rambam say? The Yishmach Mira, Fela Bimmer Rutsaf, the King Noggin, the Aim Lashano. The Rambam says, no, Toko. Toko. If you're all around with party, you told us that and the even in a high, even in an art board, it's after because the Zera applies from the Kotesa with the Zera. I'm bragging here about sleeping, but when it comes to fourth, there's a Zera. What about nowadays? Good question. What about nowadays? Can we sleep on Shabbat? So, First of all, this depends on another question. Why is this author? Meaning, clearly there is a sheet that is sweeping is author, right? Why is sweeping author? Interesting question. Why is sweeping author? So if you look in the Beit Yosef, the Tosfos and many Tosos and many Rishonim say, because your maze is upper minkomo, you're moving dirt. Right? The answer is because you're moving dirt. This is found in the, Mishnah Brura. You look at Sefkat and Vav, L'chav and Abayis, the maze is upper. What? Why is it upper? The maze is upper minkomo, you move dirt. Now, what's the issue of moving dirt? It's not so clear. If you look in the Sharet Siyon, Gimel, he says, "Tam the nidker v'tosos or rosh u'kama post and shachar achareihem." The biuri debrei mekavonu mishol tiltos offer she'im min amuchan penitzes of Mordechai mukama perikol akim sugnu achbedish ol tamra only shematzias guma al yedei ha'kafira. He's not sure what they meant by moving dirt. Says Toso, mezes akar. And the Mishnah Gemara says, "Jartin, not sure you've been stuck with what they mean. Do they mean Moksa, or do they mean Asiyas Guma? Do they mean Moksa, or do they mean digging holes?" Okay, so either way, Darbanan, Moksa, Darbanan, digging holes is probably Darbanan. The top in your hat. So Tov is moving dirt, and that's what he means. But if you go back to the Mishnah Brura Gimel. Said, Mr. Burabah. The maze up in coma, ga mashba gumos, Mickey Budo, and your mashba gumos, you fill in holes. You also fill in holes. Who said you fill in holes?
looked in the base yotik. If not, we can look in the shartina. Rashi dafkof dalam beis and others say that you are filling in holes, right? Says Rashi. Oh, we happen to have it open here. The author is Shema Shvuye Gumos, the Moser is Shema, but the great to all young, that's the great to filling in holes. Every floor is bound to have holes. When you sweep the floor, you're bound to fill in the hole. The Psikresha. Thick Rashi. Thick Reshe. The Ashvuye. Almost. It's the Psikresha of filling in holes. However, he brings another. In the Sharet Zion, he brings from the Smag. This Smag was not Makur. She didn't bring the full Lashon in the base Yosei, but I think here he brings the Smag. There's definitely smog someplace here. Rashi. Oh, maybe it's up here in the Mishaburi says, Mezo Vigamat with Gumos, Viki Budo, and it's still the great of the age. Oh, the Kachina says, after Dotho Chabe Yeshavita Gumos, that's the smog. Says the smog, the Mishaburi is three opinions made in the upper, which is two, Perush Mishar Tion. Deira, Sema, Yishbehumos, Dekabana. When you're sweeping the floor, you might see a hole, and then you'll fill the hole, Dekabana. Deira, you might fill the hole, Dekabana. That rock's wrapped in the great deal. That's the great deal. Deira, you might fill it, Dekabana.
You might say it's lifted.
What?
You might say it's lifted.
Didn't Rashi?
Say that again.
That's Rabbi Shimma, the Tana Rabbi Shimma. Yes, the Tana Rabbi Shimma says Dovah Shem is Kavan his mother. Okay, so we have many different reasons why it could be Usher. You can divide these reasons into two. You could say, is it because of Mukta, or is it because of Bona, because of leveling ground, because of the ground? The Nafkamina is if it's because of Mukta, even the tiled floor wouldn't have. Right? The Rambam wouldn't be set. Right? So, the Mainta, how do we paskin? Do we paskin is because of Mukta, or do we paskin is because of Ashriya Gumo? Says the Mishnah Berurah brings down different opinions. But, give me a second. Says the Bir Halakha here in Dibur Maskel, B'yesh Machmir Ma'pilu Ramrutzav. I am Mishbur that Hamush and the Gadrin Ramrutzav Ato Einam Rutzav. Whom we say Barchun Fetigutaz Vehine Vehine. He said called Bati or Kapan of Ruvi Rutzavim, etc. Epshad Motu Lachabe Lagadur Name Yutav Lo Zim the Ir Acheret. Then he goes down a little more. He says. That maybe some people are worried about Mukta. If it's Mukta, then it should be up there in all cases. But the Ramah says that he's Medaik the Ramah worried that we're not worried about Mukta, we're only worried about Ashwini Fumo. How do you know the Ramah? You continue the Ramah, he says. Use a light broom, a soft broom. What's a soft broom? A broom with a beged on the bottom. That was soft. A cloth on the bottom, or a matlis is also cloth, or feathers on the bottom. With ain't a mash with gumos, it's so soft it doesn't fill in holes. So we see very, very clear. Then it's mutter. We see very clear for a month, it's the third mash with gumos. Right? There are moth that why is it after? The Machaber, clearly, the reason is Mashmeh Gumos. Why? Because the reason is Mukta. What we make difference in the dirt floor or tile floor. He's waiting on us to keep Mukta dirt. Not Mukta. Reason about Mashmeh. Not Mukta. How about in the Ramah? Is the Ramah's reason Mashmeh Gumos for Mukta? But he says, you're not sure in the Ramah. You could have thought the Ramah was Mashmeh in the Mukta. In which case, we got from all four. I know I read cheap, right? That Mishabura is the first lady in the Ramah, right? Also, The reason is Mashbe Gumo plus a Gvera, not Mukta. He's not worried about Mukta, not for Gumo. Why? He said if you use a feather broom, which is a Mashbe Gumo, it's okay. And therefore, says Mishnah Brura, therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, he says, based on the Gemara, talked about the proposed, I think, was all the floors were tiled. That therefore, what do we think? The result, therefore, not Gemina, therefore, if all houses are tiled, it's mutter. If the answer would be because it was mutter sweet dirt, then even if every house in the world was tiled, it would be mutter sweet dirt. It says, no, not because mutter sweet dirt. It's not even, he goes to mirror left from other houses. It's not even because mutter sweet dirt, the other non-dirt things on your floor, like eggshells and the bones, etc. Not because mutter at all. And he says, and it's not because you're going to sweep dirt in between the tile and fix your house. We're not worried about that. That's not a common thing. Rather, it's just because of Ashurim Gumot, because of Ashurim Gumot, we offer in a tile floor, it's Gabra, but if your whole town, if the whole town has tile floors, then there's no need for Gabra, and it's Mutter, therefore, Halakha Mike is not a Zan Mutter. Meaning, it's Zan Hazan, all of our houses are tiled with Mutter. Oh, what if you have one rear with the dirt floor? I'm waiting for that, right? Everyone in town, they have like, you know, used to be we all lived a modern lifestyle, right? Then now we all live a modern lifestyle, but like this one guy who's like a paleo, raw, vegan, and only eats what he thinks. And you know, where it goes, eventually there'll be one guy in town with a dirt floor. Right, for sure. So he wants to connect to nature. So that's coming from a good place. So what if there's one guy in town with a dirt floor? Right, this is true of a lot of people. This is a big problem that in the last, like since I was born, the world has become less modern, and now a lot of halakhas are tricky. Like we used to say, well, in America, no worse than Kavod Zara, but we have a lot of kulas. And now there are lots of people in America who, you know, come from Southeast Asian countries that is very couple nowadays, that we very encourage them to be proud of their ethnicity and they carry their little idols around everywhere. It used to be that we say, well, nowadays, no, it's reminds medicine before they eat it, it all comes from a factory, et cetera, so they don't have to worry so much about the never brought any medicine. And nowadays, there are people in every young Israel who, no, they aren't too traditional, but they don't do mainstream medicine. They grind herbs every time they don't feel well, and they make something out of it, and they eat it. So a lot of people are in trouble. How about nowadays? I'm telling you, in 10 years, they'll be gotten 2 years. Guys out here watching the dirt floor because they want to connect to nature more. Will that ruin the hector? No, that's the Bira Lacha here. He said, oh, I'll call upon a roof on the bus, but that room of the town is good enough. Even in 10 years, 99% of people still have cloud.
We saw the issue of the gumos in the ground, but isn't there still the issue with picking up the lister of the room?
The broom, that's certainly reasoning. The broom is only locked to the ister if it's up to the suite. If it's up to the suite, the broom becomes a cleat from the head. Meaning, in a town where most people have dirt floors, the broom is a cleat from the ister. But if you bring that broom to a town where most people have tiled floors, it becomes a cleat from the head. No problem. So, as long as it's ruled that that is good enough, how lucky am I? Therefore, nowadays, the old suite.
Why didn't you show them up to the
So give me a second. Can you give me a second to get back to that? I just want to mention one more thing, though, come back to that. How about, this is Mike and Julio. How about if, this is very rare. Has anyone ever actually done this? Have you actually swept like a dirt backyard with a broom? No, it's not something you do now very often now. You have.
For
sukkah,
before saying I'm the
sukkah, you sprinkle with the broom. You put your sukkah on dirt.
Hang on.
If you put your sukkah on dirt, you might want to sweep it sometimes. Okay, now it's off the new one. You want to sweep it on the whole body, right? On sukkah, you better not sweep it on top of the
new. Why not?
Because, no, if it's in a dirt floor, if you put your sukkah on the dirt.
If they're open into the dirt, it will be there.
Why would be upset at Tui? So for the Rashi, it's the great show about Tui Gumot. For the Svang, the Gzeira lets you be Master Gumot. Why? Because when you sweep, you notice the Gumot on the floor, and then you try to sweep dirt in on purpose. But don't say sweeping, if you see a hole in the floor, you're just sweeping dirt in on purpose. That would be, anyway, so...
Is there really one five anymore? Where people have had their
stuff? Because the rope is only a hectare. If you put tile floor, if you have a tile floor, then and rural people have a tile floor, it's okay. But if you have a dirt floor, then it's okay.
Okay, if you have a regular
floor. So good question. What if you make your sukkah on your
deck?
On your deck. Or your deck, or a lot of people have paved backyards. Right? A lot of people have paved backyards. Park paved, the park dirt, et cetera. I mean, most people nowadays, even if they don't have a deck, most people don't have a deck. A deck is not a big deal. But most people in the backyard, in the front yard, they have piles or concrete or pavement. They have some place to plant, like my plant, right? And some place to eat in the summer, right? With the tile floor, with the floor. What if you build your sukkah like most people in your backyard? And obviously, people sukkah indoors together. But most people are not quite that fancy. Most people build a sukkah outdoors. What if you build a sukkah outdoors on your patio, which is paved, right? Then can you sweep it? That's a great question. No?
I'll get the same rate.
What?
I just said that the rate of people are.
So interestingly, good point. If you're looking, give me a second. Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Chaf Gimel, Halacha Beis says, "Asher l'tatei makom she'ina mutsa." Dirt floor for sure. Yes, please. That's pasha. Same by Kilchasa. For Rov Avot Moshe makom she'ina mutsa. Then from a matzli a whole matzli day it's a bayit gan she'ina mutsa. Interesting. Let's say, yeah, I don't know, you're like in some place, some army camp, or most of them live in tents on the dirt, and you have like the one building there. You can't sweep your floor, Chavis, because most of the town is dirt. The chotzer, what about your chotzer? You can't sweep your chotzer even if it is tiled. Most chotzers are not piled. If you build your sukkah in your chotzer, you can't sweep it even if it's piled because most chutzers are not piled. So does that mean you can't sweep your tiled sukkah? Shir Shalom's got a chutzah says you can't sweep your tiled sukkah. How about a sukkah? They're caught there. Then the Shir Shalom's got a chutzah of Gimel Beis. Author, because most chutzeros are dirt. And now, however, look, you question that a lot. First of all, I'm not convinced nowadays that most chutzeros are dirt anymore.
In Brooklyn, it's all paved.
In Brooklyn, most chutzeros might be paved. I haven't checked.
Why?
When I was growing up in Brooklyn, we had like a double chutzer, so they're like two parts of the family next door to each other. One was totally paved, and one was partially paved. Yes, that's a really paved. In Yerushalayim, it's an interesting question. Like, a lot of people have at least a significant part of their chutzer paved. And alone shvut, like people's backyard, I'm pretty sure most people's backyards are paved.
Are you talking most of the chutzer or most chutzer?
It's a good question. It's very hard to tell. But in addition, in the footnote here, it quotes a good cooler from Shlomo Zalman. Says, well, somebody or Shlomo Zalman, go to Shlomo Zalman or back. That it could be as long as most houses are paved, you could view the chutzer as tufel to the house, and therefore it would be mutter as long as it's paved. That's a nice. So the mice nowadays, I think it can be makel. I think a minig is to be makel. Again, only if it's. Only if it's filed, right?
Rome is up in your town.
Sir. Yeah, they all stay in the town. But hey. Nowadays, most chatzerot next to the houses might be paved. Like, even people who have the chatzer that's part paved, part not, the part near your house is paved, part far from your house is not. And B, for Shmuel Zalman and Orbach, in the footnote, maybe the chatzer is tafel to the bias, And keep in mind, it's not that this is all only according to Tosafot makes the Gzeira. The Rambam doesn't make the Gzeira, and the Mahagel of Rishpa makes most of the sleep even during. There's a lot of stuff in the Mahagel. How often am I cycling the minigas nowadays that if you have a teen stuck up, we are makel to sweep it against what it says on top of the Gzeira? I might say nowadays I think we do makel to sweep a paid stuck up, but of course, if you're stuck up, I don't even know how to make those. I would make those. There is make those, and many other Mishnah, but we would not have know how to make
them. Would grass be the same duration as a cave?
No. Grass still has dirt underneath.
We can't fill in the pool.
I mean, I don't know how many people sweep grass anyway, so I don't know if it's
great. Most of the cereals are grass, and you have to have a pile in.
That's an interesting one. If most cereals are grass, maybe it doesn't have this dirt because can't really inject. I mean, maybe if there were holes under the grass, you'd want to fill them in, but by sweeping grass, you're not going to fill it in. It's not that it's not good to observe there were holes in the dirt next to your grass that might be nice to fill them in. Actually, I have no idea. But that's a good point. Also, a lot of them are grass. Okay, that's an optimistic view in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's a good point. If it's grass, then like no one sweeps grass anyway. So if you sweep the tiles, you might sweep the grass. People don't sweep grass. And most people don't have plain dirt cut sabers in America. And even there's some straw, most people don't have plain dirt cut sabers. That's a good hour.
Is turf cave?
Turf is like cave because there's no actually good. Although again, I don't think people sweep turf. I mean, it depends what kind of turf.
They're not empty.
No, if it's the kind of turf that like really goes up to look more like grass, then you can't really sweep it. If the kind of turf that's more flat, then you can. If it's turf that's supposed to emulate grass mowed all the way down, then you can sweep it. The kind of turf that like has little blades that go up. Okay, anyway, that's a very good hara. Nowadays, even if some people don't have paved chaterot, they have grass and you can't really sweep them. So again, it all comes back to the same point. Dirt floors are not useful to us with Manasseh. So it's much less common. Okay, let me ask one other question, which is someone finally brought up. It's Taka, why isn't it Mota? We decided no one's coaching for Mota. The Sharpium code is being shown. We're not, why isn't it Mota? You're sweeping dirt. Why isn't it Mota? So the Mishnah Brura, based on the Beis Yosef had. Lehalaka lama lo chayshina lo mokta. After all, you're sweeping up mokta, right? I mean, what do you sweep up? You only sweep up garbage, right? You usually only sweep up mokta. I mean, it makes sense, but you're sweeping up dirt. Why is it a problem with mokta? What are the two reasons the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Brura in the exactly. So one of the heterim, number one, is Garif Shalrein, that literally the chamber pot, right? There's a special heter in Mukta that if something's disgusting in living quarters, you're allowed to remove it. So for example, a chamber pot. I don't want to go into too many details, but I'll explain to you later if you don't understand. You have to get the chamber pot out of your house. Garif, that well, the heter nowadays to take the garbage out of the Shabbos because the garbage is going to smell and it's disgusting. You can't live there. And therefore, the heter to take the garbage down the shop, even if it's garbage. Nowadays, our garbage is not mukta. Everything, 98% of what we throw out in our garbage, people in Bangladesh would, you know, buy and sell. Release. Okay, whether that makes a difference or not, I'm clear. Anyway, lemaisa, but let's say your garbage stinks. Clearly, there's garbage in there, rotten food, right? No one wants to eat rotten food. So it's a heter of grapshal rei. It says likewise, if your floor is disgusting, it's grapshal rei. It's clear in shas. Grapshal rei doesn't only mean intolerable. It doesn't mean like chamber pot. The classic example is mamish intolerable. No, it's clear in shas that anything which is aesthetically disgusting is also grapshal rei. They say, you know, having dirty dishes is grapshal rei, even though it's not intolerable. Even something which just it looks, you got your shoes on. It's something which your wife looks intolerable. It's grapshal rei, even though if you see rebuff, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, that's actually that's not typically unhealthy. That's still grapshal rei. So one heter is grapshal rei. The other heter is teltum anafsad. Why is it teltum anafsad? Because you're only responsible through the broom. right? You're using a broom to move it. That's indirect tiltal. Now, tiltal on the tzad is not mutter, one second to the tzorach on the mutter, right? For example, if there's a, you know, if there's a 100 shekel bowl in the street, I can't take a broom and like sweep it home. But tiltal on the tzad is mutter for the sake of covering nanimal. Right here, for the sake of covering yomtiv, tiltal on the tzad is mutter. The chazanish, it's quoted in the deer shoe, footnote 22. The Chazon Ish famously says he's absolutely right in shock, even though, you know, most Rishonim and Achronim are against him. He's definitely right. He has punched on shock. He says that's not called tiltum on a tzad. He says tiltum on a tzad, if you speak something of the broom, you know, everyone said, oh, it's like tiltum on a tzad, like I'll go like this, or I'll, you know, take a piece of paper and go like this, that's tiltum on a tzad, or I'll speak with a broom that's tiltum on a tzad. The Chazon Ish famously disagrees. He says, that's not tiltum on a tzad. That's just tiltum, you know, indirectly. He says that that's all made up. It's all a misunderstanding of shock. So he doesn't like that tzad, but he has another tzad. He says it could be, here the Chazon Ish wrote, that's not called tiltum min a tzad. And he says that he has another tzad, though. He says it might be Gerasho Rei, or he says it might be that the afar, that the how do you say the dirt, the afar and the lechluk in batel levayit ve'inobota. Says everyone knows, like the pit of your peach is not mukta until you eat the peach. Once in the peach, it's part of the peach. Likewise, the dirt is not a pet. That's not important enough to be a pet. It's just dirt on your house. But therefore, it's not mukta, it's part of your house. It's not clear mukta. Okay, so the three aterim, why you're allowed to sweep on Shabbos, it's not mukta. We pass into Bale, it's not mukta. Regardless of which the three aterim are correct, it's not mukta. Maybe when we get to summers on mukta, we'll analyze the Chazon Ish more, and I'll convince you that he's right, and then we'll have to find out Paskin. You should see my house on Shabbos. There's a whole debate about whether you can carry raw chicken with your elbow on Shabbos. That's the kind of decision that happened. What's the debate? Whether it's mother or whether it's pot. I want both.
Is that helping with like a shielding quarter?
Look for it.
Because the room.
Yeah, correct. Part of the problem is that if Tilton Assad, the answer is that it's a shino, here it's not. You have to say that the Tilton Assad of the Gufo is actually the shino, but the Tilton Assad is just using something else. It's just the answer to Tilton Assad. I admit, if it wouldn't be in the Rishonim, I would say just someone didn't know how to learn and the Chazon Ish touched it. Given that the Rishonim is still after Roman, you have to say it's a Tilton Assad of Tilton Assad. Why would you? And the answer has to be because me, because I'm only going through a direct relationship, not indirect relationship, even in a normal way. The Chazon Ish says that there's no marker for that shop whatsoever.
What's the least of the time?
No, he said, Tiltum on a tzad means if you move mukta as a separation when you're trying to move something that's not mukta. Like you have a knapsack full of non mukta, and it also has some coins in it, so you have to move the whole knapsack. And he says, tilt on that side of the gufo also doesn't mean you can move with your elbow. It means if you're moving, your elbow is stretching out and part is stretching out, it's ratio. Move mukta like this. Or he says, tilt on that side means thick ratio. Believe how about it. And it's in shock, it's pretty mukherfi correct, but nonetheless, no one pops it like it.
Unless you're a big rock. Do you differentiate the drops over you, whether it is the drops over you on top of the fork on?
No, who knows? Yeah, even there's a discussion. There's a discussion whether you're allowed to make a drop to raise a high pila on Shabbat, but it doesn't matter here. You don't dirty your house on purpose. But we don't. And then a classic drop to raise on Shabbat, but also even before Shabbat. What else do we want to discuss? The continuation of the standard of the stand. That's where I'm off. Me on the akum mutter through goy it's mutter. Why is it mutter through goy? Why is it makel to sweep, to have a goy sweep your house? Why isn't mutter to have a guy sweep your house? The Akum mutter. Okay, I mean, he gets it from Rini Rucham, but says the Mishnah Berurah Yud,
even in dirt. And if you are Ayin Sham and Mishnah Berura, you see that there's some discussion whether it's really true, whether it's not true. Anyway, this fascinating heter, he could have said, because Al Yidei Goy, you can rely on the Baha'i. That's not what he says. He says, even though it's a Pikreisha, I'm going with a Makarim Pikreisha. This is a big Makarim Pikreisha. The main place is Rishon Gimel. But, we'll discuss, it's really in Sef Aleph, and then but we'll discuss briefly now. This is a famous heter, which you'll see is a little controversial, but the mice are most folks were so much on it. The famous heter called Pikreisha Yidei Akum. Right, says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why we're not there? Not so, you can't tell the good in the luck of the Kabbalah. Not a luck of the right, not a luck of the Rabbana. But here, you're not telling the good in the luck of the Kabbalah. You're telling the truth before. Just the sick rage that Master Gum. Notice, here the Mishnah Berurah seems to think the Ikram shot is rough. Why didn't it take rage? And why not mention one of the other stuff? So here it seems to be Mishnah Berurah that Kutten Yud seems to assume the Ikram shot is rough. The great shot is Gum. This is a klal accepted by many poskim. We'll see how some people disagree with it. But lamaisa, we can accept this klal. There's a heter of thick resha for a guy. Why is there a heter of thick resha for a guy? Don't tell me because Amir Lach was an Isidra Banan and they weren't going to Isidra Banan but welcome thick resha because we know we're not like that for the Kadesh. What's the svara for the heter of Sigresha? Amira the Nafri. This Sigresha says the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. We're not so makrid. We're not so makrid on Sigresha of the Akum. What's the svara? So I give you the two possible svaras. One, you could say that the Amir La'akum is less chomer than other drabanans. So on a lighter drabanans, we're made till they weren't gozer separation. Just the Amir La'akum is less chomer because it's only done by Goy. Right, but Araya, you know, I can't do like a malacha to Araisa, the Kalachar Yad. Well, all this is controversial. Let's assume I can't do a malacha to Araisa, Kalachar Yad, just for a Kola, but I can tell him not even do malacha for a Kola. I can't do malacha to Araisa, but you know? You know, for you know, a mitzvah derabim, but I can do a real lachem. Okay, so it could be what the svara. The svara maybe it's because amira la'akum is after all, there's a sheet in the Trumah Kadesh, and that's the great thing about the Rayani is the drabanan. And a real lachem is more confident of the term drabanan. Maybe you could say that. But I don't think that's that. Dainty, I think the shot is, and I can't prove this. But maybe the shot is this. The problem with Amir La'akum is that you're telling him to do the malacha for you, right? That like the malacha he does is for you. That's the problem with Amir La'akum, right? There's no iter of Amir La'akum that comes to Malacha for himself, right? If a goy comes and says, how do I get to, New York Avenue? I tell him, oh, like make a left, like make a highway, and then make a right. That's fine. I can tell the goy to do Malacha all day long, right? The guy's, you know, that's not Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum, don't tell him to do Malacha for me. It could be that when it's a sikresha, that's mafia, the connection between me and the Malacha. What's the point of a sikresha? That I want the guy to sweep up the dirt from my floor. I didn't tell the guy to fill the holes. I'm not asking the guy to fill the holes. He's not filling the holes because I told him to fill the holes. He's filling the holes because it's an unintended side effect. Now, sikresha is an unintended side effect. It's utter. But because it's not intentional, therefore, it's not maybe there's a lack of favor. He can't say he's doing it for me. He's not doing it intentional. Maybe that's the effort. Okay, that's my shot. Maybe it's just more cow, or maybe Kavan
And no, it's kind of like that. Now, of course, I know the gracious halakhically considered the equivalent of kavana, but he's not mamish this kavin was that.
Ain lomar she'otzevishvil hayisrael.
Maybe it's not miskabe. You can't say he's doing it for a Jew. Who's he doing it for? He's doing it for nobody. That's an unintended side effect. It's a dike is an option of it. It's even less than a dike is an option. It's a dike is nothing of it. Maybe a dike is nothing of it, but a dike is an option. Not a dike is a problem. Okay, maybe that makes sense. But whatever the story is, there is this kula out there. It's somewhat questionable, but Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe, Chelik Beis, Simon Samachet, right? What if you, right? What if you open the bridge on Shabbat and all of a sudden discover that the light's on? You can't close the fridge. You close the fridge, it'll turn the light off on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says you can get a goy to close the fridge on Shabbos. Why? Because you just told me to close the fridge, not telling to turn off the light. You're not telling to turn off the light, that's the Grisha. The Grisha will tell me your lachum. Or another example, how, open the fridge for that matter. You know you left the light on, you need to get yourself out of the fridge. You can tell the guy to open the fridge for you. Oh, the guy opens the fridge, is turning on the light, and the whatever it turns out nowadays, but open the fridge. Okay, but if that's only secret, you're telling the guy to open the fridge and take out stuff from the fridge. You're not telling them to turn on the light. And therefore, that segreta, if they have the segreta, that's what we'll make all the stuff. They quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman. We'll come back to the scene of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. They quote, they use, he was a little cautious to this. After all, tell the guy, I can't open the fridge because the light goes on. If you open the fridge, maybe that's right. They're kavana. You know, like maybe it depends exactly, you know, if the guy's thinking about the light going on or not. We can make all that be a very useful kula for a lot of, you know, the evidence situation someone finds themselves in, of course, only if they have an akum. If you don't have a guy working for you or handy, then that's not going to help you, but that could be a good kula to create shali the akum.
Just have to go live.
Correct. That's the classic. Well, again, yeah, I'm glad that, you know, you're not such a racist like the old days. The old days, they were racist. This just, they always had open things with to the garden world broker. Not everybody in the world, but the garden okay. New York, the garden water. He's being very, you know. Anyway, but correct. Then you would need to meet that head. But like, let's say, you know, I have a guy's housekeeper. So tell the guy's housekeeper, he takes me out of the fridge for me. Okay, she takes me out of the fridge for me. She's not thinking of turning the light on. She's thinking of taking me out of the fridge. But then the Grisha, I'll be the Akum, and it is mother, even if it's Mikole, even if it would be Doris, etc. We can still be Mikole, because the Hector of the Grisha, I'll be the Akum, that is a very, very useful Hector to have it complete. And one of the places we find it in Shulchan Aruch, so Mishnah Gimel is right here. Mikole, the Akum, Mukher, and the way the Mishnah Berurah claims, Rabba, that it's not that the Rabba denying the Grisha. It isn't the Grisha, but even though it's the Grisha, I'll be the Akum, is Mukher. Okay, we'll have to stop now. And we'll have to finish up this Inyan Amir Tashem on Tuesday. Okay, if anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask. Well, please get the last page. Oh, 1 second. Is there a hetter for someone to have the home security cameras on? You have security cameras at home. Is there a hetter to have them on Shabbat? Like with Kapiva, I would say that if you need it for your security, then you have a heter. That's full of Nicolay. What do you mean? I left it on purpose. No, I left it on purpose to Nicolay catch intruders on the security cameras. If not Nicolay to catch myself on the security cameras, you can pay $5 and get a special security camera that only recorded everyone else and not the Malabayas. Everyone can pay $5. Even the Malabayas doesn't want to be part of the security camera. It certainly is not positive for him. So I think, yeah, if you need to leave your security cameras on for security, it's still considered that you don't want to be recorded even on your own camera. You don't want to be recorded.
Oh, what's the heter? The heter here is certainly kadra banan. Because the Ingridin, we assume that if it's not actually making a picture on paper, that is, even if it appears on a screen, but it's temporary. And even if it's recorded on a hard drive, that's only kosei drabanan. So only kosei drabanan, and you have the heter of the shevet aleid that you're just walking by. Not because walking sora, certainly. So again, not stam for fun for no reason. There's needed for security, but I think for sure. Someone said, well, you know, why don't we just like the guy would think it's on a Shabbos, but all the students learn about for Shabbos, but the guy aren't stupid, they'll figure out at some point and they'll come rob your house on Shabbos. So but I think that if this is a place that needs security, then it's still considered lo nichole.
Sidewalk, the light goes on over
there.